we have to certainly pay homage to Dean Richards. And he had asked in his absence if we could play one of his A-list celebrity interviews, which everybody who listens to the show here every Sunday from 9 to 1 when Dean is sitting in this chair. He is, I think, probably gallivanting right now in Los Angeles or in New York or somewhere, tracking down some celebrity to do an interview with. And spoke here with Josh Gad and Luke Evans from the new Disney live action version of Beauty and the Beast. So here is Dean with Josh Gad and Luke Evans.
I walk in the room and there's music, there's singing, there's
festivity. We have a problem. You know, here's the thing.
Can you not stop
singing?
I thought
that I was the only one who just sings at the drop of a dime. Turns out old Evans is worse than I am.
Really?
Yeah, we sort of get ourselves going.
But it's nice. Singing makes me smile. And if I'm around other people that sing like that, just at the drop of a hat, it's just...
And sing unnecessarily high.
Oh, massively high.
There's always...
We push every song that we sing to...
No. And it's not just like a couple of guys, you know, singing. No. It's like you're walking into an opera when I walked into the room.
Well, we have been likened to Luciano Pavarotti and whoever else sings opera.
So this must have been a blast for you. These roles then just must have been so much fun for you guys.
Total joy.
I mean, it's a dream come true. You're bringing to life an animated classic that we both grew up with, you know, and the songs that sort of defined my childhood. I was 10 years old when I first saw Beauty and the Beast. And, you know, sitting in that theater, seeing the audience applaud after animated characters sang song, it was a very unusual thing to see. So now bringing a song like Gaston to life, it's incredible. And having this to share with my own kids now, I mean, like, you can't ask for a better gig.
And we've been lucky enough to see it with audiences now as well, and seeing them respond and clap and cheer throughout the show.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
Same with me when I saw it. Same way people are reacting viscerally like that and getting teary at the right moments. It's like, this is a movie. They were reacting like they were at a play.
Yeah.
And that's...
And I love that.
To me, that's like the nicest compliment for a movie.
Yes.
But doing the movie, though, difficult with... I have to think the choreography mixed with special effects... Everything had to be tremendously tedious.
And rehearsed. We had to rehearse. And that was actually quite nice, but both Josh and I come from theater, so we're used to a good hefty chunk of rehearsal time. You don't get that in film, but on this, it was a necessity because we, you know, timed to music with an ensemble cast inside the containment of a tavern on tables with swords and flames. And, you know, there was a lot of rehearsal, and it was actually a joy to do because we got to really... work and develop stuff and, you know, add things, take things away throughout the rehearsal period. But it was the best.
And going to battle proverbially with another person who's done musical theater and is bringing those skill sets to the screen, that is a thrill, especially, you know, considering all of my scenes are opposite him. So to have that language and to have that understanding, you know, Luke got his start in the West End, I got my start on Broadway. And now being able to bring that to a movie, it's a dream come true.
Yeah. So now this controversy, I guess people are upset because they're learning that teapots cannot actually sing.
It's a terrible thing to actually...
People are afraid of perverting the minds that kids are going to think candelabras can actually talk.
It's terrible, isn't it? Yeah.
Now,
what a shame.
This is crazy. This whole controversy, and so ironic to me, in a movie that's supposed to be about looking at the inner beauty of a person, and that this controversy is so opposite that. It's crazy.
Well, I just think that the whole conversation has blown so wildly out of proportion at this point. And you know, to me... The movie speaks for itself. It is a huge achievement. I just, you know, somebody shared with me the amazing A.O. Scott review in the New York Times, and I think that that's exactly right. I think that this movie is magical. It's wonderful. It's incredible for everybody. Everyone who sees it will love it. And the big controversy that nobody's talking about is the fact that my horse hates fat people and kept throwing me off of his back. And my trainers, who were Spanish and didn't understand anything they were saying at the time, would laugh, which is universal for, you're an idiot because you can't ride a horse. That was offensive. That's what I want people to know and to talk about.
Right.
Because I am going to sue that horse.
So many more things to be upset about.
I'm going to sue that horse.